Family-owned business has been serving Kansans just like you with the best in home improvements. We proudly say we give families a new home at the same address. Now's a great time to improve and love your home. The Southwestern Remodeling team of 40 professionals is here for you. Whether you're interested in a room addition, garage, basement finish, kitchen, bathroom remodel, or ready to update the exterior of your home with new energy-efficient windows, siding, or maybe a deck or outdoor living space, Southwestern Remodeling has team members that specialize in every facet of remodeling. When you allow Southwestern Remodeling into your home, know that you are hiring remodeling professionals with true expertise and dedication. So join our over 20,000 satisfied customers and start hosting your family get-togethers and parties again. Please give us a call today at 263-1239 or view our project galleries at southwesternremodeling.com.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and join me weekday mornings at 9 right here on KNSS.
This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. A little hot out today, but not as bad as it's going to be tomorrow. But at least it's windy, so it'll be like a blast furnace. Thanks for stopping by KNSS. Every Saturday, you know, noon to one, it's about food, wine, and fun for your ears. A couple quick notes before we jump in today's show. Yaya's Saturday night on the patio. That's tonight, 7:30 to 10:30, fly by night. One of the coolest local groups in town. And, of course, Yaya is a great place to eat, drink, and have fun. The Kitchen Place, one of my sponsors, is moving from the Piccadilly Square area now, where it's been for eons when Jess owned it. But now Pat Lang and the gang are moving down to the Delano District, or not the Delano, the Design District. And I think it's a great move. There's a lot of synergy to be happening there, and I look forward to them getting open, and we'll do a live show from down there and maybe cook some stuff. And you got to see the Kitchen Place and some of the things that they have today you have not dreamed of. And if you're any time thinking about redoing your kitchen or anything else, because they do so much other outdoor kitchens, turning a guest room into a wine cellar, for example, that would be a good thing. The Kitchen Place, going to be moving. We'll keep you posted with that. Today's program going to be a lot of fun. I have used this website in the past as a reference source. It is called the Napa Wine Project, NapaWineProject.com. But I finally got around to tracking down the producer, the owner, the big cheese at Wine Project, Dave Thompson. He's I can't wait to hear the whole story, but he's an interesting guy. He's been into wine for a while, and he's visited every winery that's listed on the website, tasted with somebody there, proprietor or winemaker. And yes, it's got all the kind of information you'd want if you're looking to visit said winery, contact information, website, la, la, la. But more importantly, it's got his notes about the wine. And Dave Thompson's nice to join us here in just a minute. In the second half, we're going to be talking to the big cheese at Kaimomi Winery, Dario De Conte. He's part of the three-member Italian folks who started this winery, and they've just been rocking the wine world. Great value, great product. I've got the Chardonnay and the Cabernet here in the studio with me. Yes, I do. And that'll be in the second half. But let's jump right in and talk to David Thompson. Again, his website is the Napa Wine Project, NapaWineProject.com. If you haven't visited, you should. Watch the YouTube video right in the front. You'll get a good idea how things work. And Dave, welcome to The Good Life, my friend.
Good afternoon, guys. Sounds like it's a bit warmer out there than here.
It's Texas hot here in the flatlands today.
We're fog cold this weekend.
Well, that's good for grapes right now, isn't it? I mean,
that's,
you know.
Correct. Yeah.
All right,
moderate,
Dave.
Moderate temperatures.
Perfect. We got to start with you. You looking at your picture, I don't know how old that picture is, but you seem like a pretty young guy, and you've done a lot of things, and you made wine, your first wine batch you made in high school?
That was a second crop a friend and I made from Sonoma County grapes. And fermentation stuck, bottled it sweet, and it actually tasted okay about a year ago when I last tried one.
I'll be damned. Well, that's so cool. So I trust you have grown up in wine country.
Yeah, lived here all my life.
And this is, tell me how you decided you were going to do this. I mean, I can think, first off, everybody's going, he visited over 800 wineries, tasted wines with proprietors or makers.
Focusing exclusively on Napa County.
Yeah. I mean,
it's, I wish there was an easy answer to that question. So I have a background in hospitality, and I've run a travel website for almost 20 years, back before it was even called travel blogging or blogging. And so I started researching Napa Valley for an article on my travel site. And just walking into wineries that were open to the public by walk-in, did not need an appointment, and started writing from a hospitality point of view. Didn't really know anything about wine at that time. And then I quickly realized that Napa Valley, by numbers, is small family-owned producers. And many of them do not have any hospitality whatsoever. And I realized I needed to start learning about wine and about viticulture and about enology. And as a result, I helped out a small winery in Calistoga for a couple of years, learning more of the professional winemaking side of things, lab work, and just started getting into this and then moved the article from my travel site to what is now the Napa Wine Project. And it's taken on a life of its own. I have a list of nearly 1,100 unique commercially producing wineries in Napa County. Of that, I would say approximately 500 have a physical winery, and all the rest are virtual wineries. So they either buy the fruit, they don't own the winery, they make their wine at someone else's winery. And my goal is fairly simple. It's to visit, taste, and write about all of them and try to keep the project updated. The last year and a half, I've spent significant time revisiting properties in the valley and updating new tasting notes and photography. But I continue to reach out to producers I have not yet reviewed, of which there's something like 350 still.
Wow.
So as a result, it's become a good resource for trade, consumers, tour guides, drivers, sommeliers, restaurants, pretty much anyone interested in getting some details about Napa and the wineries here.
Well, you know, this was a tremendous undertaking to start with, and then to keep it up to date. And as we both know, wineries come and go. And man, what a chore. And it's just you. You don't have you need a staff.
I need an editor. I need someone else. Yes. Eventually, I'd love to have someone on board to do the updates based upon my initial research. But you are completely correct in the fact that wineries are coming and going. I just either I'm more sensitive to it in the last year, but we just seem to be undergoing a really large transition in ownership, both the vineyards, wineries, tasting rooms. Just there's so much change right now in Napa Valley.
Yeah, well, it's everywhere on the West Coast when it comes
sure
to wine.
It is.
and I, you know, I'm considerably older than you, and my first trips to wine country, to Napa and Sonoma at all was, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s. And even then, things were booming, but it's just such a different place now. I mean, really cool. And everybody, you know, doing the Napa Wine Project is kind of important, I think. And like I said, I've used it as a resource when I've been on the road out in wine country, and I can't remember a number, I don't have it in my phone, you know, or an address. And then, of course, getting some of your insight into some of the places, and especially some of the places that are a little off the beaten path, a little lesser known. It's a great deal. And then your blog, and oh, by the way, I have had the opportunity. It's so fun to see him get some coverage. Richard Peterson, Dr. Peterson, and I have judged at Jerry Mead New World many times, and what a great guy. And you've had a great thing on the blog. And let's take a quick break. And if you'll stay with us here, Dave, we'll come back and we'll talk more about the Napa Wine Project. And your other site, Dave's Travel Corner, really some interesting stuff there. I had not been to that until you and I started corresponding this week. So, hey, it's The Good Life, and I'm glad you're with us. I hope you don't go away. We've just begun. We've got 45 more minutes of food, wine, and fun. We'll be right back.
Mm. Warmer weather is here, which calls for more time spent outside with family and friends. All Things Barbecue has opened their new patio furniture showroom just in time for the fun. The new showroom is packed with outdoor furniture from dining sets to deep seating in a wide array of styles to fit your home perfectly. Stop by and let the team at All Things Barbecue help you pick out the perfect furniture for outdoor entertaining. Visit their new furniture showroom at 826 West Douglas in the historic Delano District. All Things Barbecue, your outdoor entertainment headquarters.
Serious Kitchens demands serious professional appliances. The Kitchen Place gets you cooking with smart technology and top quality Wolf, Sub-Zero, Miele, and La Cornu brands. Ranges, convection steam ovens, cooktops, exhaust hoods, built-in coffee makers, refrigeration, and dishwashers. If you're an accomplished gourmet chef or just want the best for your dream home, our high-end, high-performance solutions will ignite your passion. The Kitchen Place. Fall in love with home again. The Kitchen Place since 1946, located in Piccadilly Square at Central and Rock, or call 682-2268.
Jacob Liquor Exchange is the best full-service wine, beer, and spirits store in Kansas. For that special dinner party for six or a wedding party for 600, the knowledgeable staff will make shopping and party planning easier. Jacob Liquor has the largest selection of premium wine in Wichita, complemented by some of the finest craft imported and domestic beers and the hottest spirits in town. Visit jacobliquor.com, sign up for the weekly newsletter, join the email list, and learn about in-store specials, local wine events, and free in-store tasting on Friday and Saturday. Two convenient locations to serve you. West 21st Street North, just east of Mays Road. And the East Superstore, Rock Road and 29th Street North. The East Store is home of the Cigar Chateau and the Diamond Crown Lounge. Cigar Chateau is your source for the best cigars, pipes, tobacco, and great wine accessories in Wichita. Jacob Liquor Exchange. Right on the price, right on your way.
Olio's Market, now serving East and West Wichita with our new East Central location. This holiday season, let Olio's Market help make your family meals unforgettable by using our fresh and flavored oil and vinegars. Perfect for dressings, marinades, and they're even great drizzled over ice cream. Come take a culinary trip around the world at Olio's Market and sample a selection of our fresh flavors. Olio's Market, specialty olive oils and balsamic vinegars. Experience the difference.
Learn more at oleosmarket.com or visit the new Eastside location in Piccadilly Square.
Hi, Jeremy Johnson here, and at Johnson's Garden Centers, we love perennials because they come back year after year, they work in all kinds of places, and I really like that they get bigger and better every year. July 5th through 19th, Johnson's Garden Centers are having a perennial sale. We have over 100 varieties, all 30% off. Come see us and pick your favorites July 5th through 19th at Johnson's Garden Center's perennial sale on West 13th and at 21st and Woodlawn.
Nothing beats the fresh taste of Budweiser Draft. It's more than just love at first pint. It's the best way to enjoy the quintessential American lager. Brewed the hard way for an unmistakable crisp finish every time. So don't just settle for whatever's on tap. Make it the fresh taste of Beechwood Aged Budweiser Draft. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Have you been to Herford House at Terradyne Country Club? The Herford House is, sure, home of the best beef in town. And then when you put it in that beautiful environment, a welcoming bar, a spectacular dining room with a view, combine that with the menu, wine list, and Riedel stemware, and you have a night on the town to remember. And don't forget, there's so much more than that. The daily lunch specials, Tuesday through Friday, offer a beef and something else, like cedar plank salmon, ribs, boneless pork chops, or fish and chips. And when you get that, you not only do you get these great lunch special selections, but you also get a house salad or a cup of soup and a special Hereford House side. The daily lunch specials, what a great deal. And if you're looking to plan a banquet for 50 or 500, the Hereford House can help you. Check them out online at herfordhouse-wichita.com. Make reservations, and hey, maybe I'll see you there this Sunday for brunch.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Listen to me every weekday at 2. It's all happening right here on KNSS.
Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and I'm glad you're with us. We're talking with Dave Thompson. His website is so cool. It's NapaWineProject.com. It is a great resource, not only from the wineries he's visited, but he's got a cool blog that's attached to the site. And he does tours. If people ask me all the time, and I give them places to go, hints and techniques, but there's nothing better than having somebody who lives there and has some inside connections to hook you up, and Dave can do that. Dave, let's talk about the website. It's well done, and you maintain it yourself, I trust.
I do.
And
lots of effort.
and I look at all the wineries you've been to, and you know, as much as I try and keep up with the coming and going of wineries, I would say there's 30% of the wineries on your site I haven't even heard of.
Yeah, I've come up with a little formula on this. I try to reach out to a new producer after they've been in business at least 5 years. These numbers I'll throw at you right now are sort of amazing, but it's what I've seen in the 10 years I've been working on this project. I've archived about, I think, 115 reviews that have actually met the producers, and then another well over 100 plus that I never had a chance to reach out to. So well over 200 unique labels producers in the Valley have gone away in the last 10 years. So there is turnover. It's just you don't always hear about it.
And there's probably even more than that that have started.
Correct.
I mean, it's just
absolutely
so interesting.
Yeah, the pieces of the pie have been subdivided quite a bit in the last 20 years. And it's interesting. Before the break, you were mentioning you first came to Napa in the 70s, and I think in the late, like 79, I have a list of 40 wineries that are still in business, compared to well over 500 physical wineries these days. So the rate of growth has been tremendous in 40 years.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Let's talk about how you decide. It's what you do is a great service to the wineries. And today most wineries have their own website, but what you do is different. Are they seeking you out?
Yeah, and as the site has grown, they have reached out to me.
Yeah.
And that's I like that because it's just less time and I don't have to sell myself to the winery. So it's a lot easier when wineries do that, and I appreciate that. And at this stage of the project, nearly everyone left is a very small producer that I haven't yet reviewed.
That's so cool. You know, again, while we're talking, I'm thumbing through the list. Folks, you could be thumbing through the list too. NapaWineProject.com is the place we're talking about. And you've got Mansfield Winery. And Rich and Leslie Mansfield have been to Wichita, stayed with us. We love them. And I haven't spoke with them in a while. Has he opened the Ghost Winery?
No, that was what I was just going to say. One of the last Ghost Wineries that is still unrestored.
Yeah.
It keeps falling down. It keeps looking worse every year. Oh. I drive by it all the time. But, yeah, it would be great to see that winery restored.
Well, Rich is a great guy, and he's a really talented winemaker. When he was at Belvedere, wasn't it Belvedere? Oh, man, I hate being old. But, you know, he makes some killer wines. And it's so good to see his name there. And yes, you have a lot of the big-name wineries, most of them. But
And Mansfield was inspiration for just a young producer who now has a tasting room across from Oxbow.
Really?
A.J. Pierce Wines. I believe he met Richard at Oakville Grocery and just became one of his mentors. So, those have been in the Valley a long time, often are mentors to some of the younger producers coming on the scene.
Well, and then you've got everything. There's some producers that make that, you know, 20 and under wines, and then you got somebody like Dakota Shy, which I have had the pleasure of staying there in the house.
Tom, I know Tom Garrett for quite a few years, one of the nicest guys you'll meet in the Napa Valley. I have not met his partner, Todd, business partner on this, but really, really fantastic wines.
Well, and you know, there's a Kansas connection. One of the principals lives in Topeka and is a good friend of mine. That's why I got to stay there. And he and a couple partners are what made that beautiful chunk of land between the Silverado Trail and the mountain highway that is going to be something to see in the next couple of years. I can't wait.
Yeah, once the winery's completed, hopefully next year.
Yeah, and you got the taste with them. And, you know, they're kicking it out of the park with ratings. And I'm so glad to be on the mailing list so that I get a crack at some of the wines, because I know that as the years progress, it's going to be harder and harder to get some of the wines from Dakota Shy.
Yeah, some of these you get in, you have to get in early on. They're building their mailing lists. They have limited production, small vineyards, and they're certainly one of those.
What? Tell me a little bit about the wine tours. If someone here from Kansas is coming out to Napa and they coordinate with you, what can you offer? What kind of ballpark pricing? What's it going to be like? And
sure. Advanced lead time is important because I do travel for my other business often. I'm fairly flexible on the time. It's usually a day tour. We can do multiple day tours. Lunch is usually a gourmet deli stop with, we take the food to one of the wineries. I focus on the smaller producers. And if someone has an idea of wineries they want to visit, I'm happy to give them feedback based on my personal experiences of visiting that winery already. And so I pretty much every tour is unique. Every tour is custom. I don't like going to the same wineries all the time. I like to mix it up. Just because I have that very unique perspective of the valley.
Well, and you keep your hand in this. Didn't I read somewhere that you do a little help out at Tedeschi?
Yeah, I have been. Emil's a good friend of mine, also a travel partner sometimes as well internationally. I've gotten to know the family there. They've been in the valley since 1919, just a small family-owned winery.
Wow.
That's close to where I live, so it makes it easy there as well.
Yeah.
That's good. And I don't know, you haven't mentioned the food yet, but we've got so much food out here as well.
Well, when I first came to Napa, it was mustard was pretty much
mustard,
it.
Mustard, yeah. Yeah, there wasn't much. Bistro Don Giovanni, I think,
there you go.
Been there a little bit later. But, the food scene, especially in downtown Napa.
Oh, my God.
Seen that renaissance in the last 6-7 years.
Yeah.
And hotels coming in still. We've got new hotels being built. It's an interesting place because it's so rural. We've got this great food.
And, David, don't we wish that our dad would have bought a bunch of land back there 50 years ago?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Very good point.
Yeah. I don't want to leave without talking about your travel website, Dave's Travel Corner, DavesTravelCorner.com. And by the way, you can follow Dave on Twitter. I didn't find a Facebook page for you. Do you have one?
Not under the wine site. It's under my travel site.
Oh, okay.
So pretty different. Yeah, Dave's Travel Corner.
Yeah.
You can find it.
This is, once again, people would look at all that you've done at your young age and go, first off, you're busy, and second off, what a lucky dog. Talk about the travel site.
It's a lifestyle. Yeah, I started this in 1996 as a college trip to Nepal. I got extremely sick climbing up to Everest Base Camp, and short story, I had to be carried on the back by a lady overnight and then entirely the next day because I was so weak from exhaustion, altitude sickness, and food poisoning that I was physically unable to walk.
Wow.
I had enjoyed riding prior to that just as a hobby, and then I realized that despite this hardship experience, I was now addicted to international travel, and just everything was so different to me. Culture, religion, food, just appealed to me.
Yeah.
And so I wanted more of that, and it inspired me to continue to travel, and I've turned it into a business over the last almost 20 years. So I travel a lot.
It's so cool.
Highlights this year have been Antarctica and Iran, also Armenia. I was fortunate to visit the world's oldest winery. It's 6,100 years old. It was recently excavated. It's called Irini-1, and it's about 2 hours outside of Yerevan in Armenia.
I'll be there.
And it's in a cave, so it was fairly well preserved. And it was just a really humbling experience to walk into that cave and see the urns and press.
Wow.
Well preserved.
Really?
Amazingly well preserved for the age.
Yeah. That's so cool. So, folks, you can do DavesTravelCorner.com. Pretty interesting stuff. But then, more importantly, if you plan on visiting Napa Valley, plan ahead. Pick a date way in the future so maybe Dave can be there to help you with your daily tours. But so many wines, so little time, David. It's great to have somebody like you doing what you're doing.
I'm working on it, slowly but surely.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
The next question is, when are you going to do Sonoma?
I will never do Sonoma. I wish I could. I wish I could do Missouri. I wish I could do all over. There's so many places. My hands are tied in Napa, and just the volume of research involved here is significant.
Yeah, I wish you could do Sonoma, and I wish you could do Mendocino, and but you would need a staff of many.
That's true. This is a passion and obsession project. Never intended to make money. So it's the tours and my travel side are my money making side of things.
Yeah,
the wine is just of complete interest.
Well, I can't believe you need to have some winery advert on Napa Wine Project so that you could generate some income.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've thought about that. I've actually purposely not taken advertisements from wineries. I want it to be as unbiased as I possibly can, focusing on the information. Certainly thought about that.
Well, then don't do wineries. Get some of these great restaurants that we know and love to be sponsors of the site. Pretty cool.
That's a good point.
I got one more question for you.
Sure.
The mappage that you have there, and that, to me, it's one of the most useful tools. And people these days travel, if not just an iPhone, with their iPad, so they have a bigger view. It's with all the things we've spoken about the wineries that come and go, having a reasonably up-to-date digital map is just a killer deal. Did you build that yourself?
No. I've had people find my website, and one person I reference on there, and they're a lot more techy than I am, and they put this together based on my reviews, and that was about a year ago, so it probably could use updating again. It's neat when you see all these the visual of the layout of the wineries in the valley.
Well,
how many there are?
it gives you a little bit of that. I did not know. Holy crap! Look at that. I mean, they're just
exactly
thick.
Exactly.
So cool. Well, man, I really appreciate making contact. Next time I come out that way. And I'm will probably not be until 2017 because we were out earlier this year. But we'll have to catch a lunch or something, and love to meet you face to face.
Yeah, I'd like to meet you and talk wine. We can talk ad nauseum about this.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I'm sure.
What we'll do is we'll set up a really cool tour at one of our favorite wineries. A tour.
Yes.
We'll set up an opportunity to do a live broadcast, and we'll let them be a part of it while you and I BS about wine.
That's perfect.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Dave Thompson. Folks, again, you got to go check it out, NapaWineProject.com. It's a great resource. And, David, good luck keeping it up. We appreciate all you do. All right. I'm Guy Bauer. It is a good life. And we're in a little bit over halftime. But when we come back, we're going to talk to a great guy, part of a three-person team that has put together a winery that has grown so fast and captured – such a great market. It's Kaimomi. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okay, so you made it through one more year cleaning out those gutters. Or maybe you paid someone else to clean them. Or maybe you simply ignored the problem again. But you know you can't keep getting away with doing that. Sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with the ongoing problem of keeping those gutters clean from leaves and debris. Hi, I'm Lori Klassend, and along with my husband Mike, own the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Let us help fix that problem. Call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185. The Gutter Cover lets you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. It's the strongest cover available and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover is a solid aluminum cover that keeps gutters clean and free-flowing by keeping out leaves and debris. We're family-owned and operated, and we appreciate the opportunity to share this great quality product with you. We do free estimates with no pressure sales and have a great senior discount. For the most affordable solid aluminum cover, call me at 777-1185. The Gutter Cover is ready to help you fix that never-ending pesky chore of cleaning those gutters. Call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-600-1334. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call minicpap.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-600-1334. That's 1-800-600-1334.
At age 65, you'll have time and freedom to do what you like. Stay healthy and enjoy. Plan 65 from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas helps make staying healthy easier. Plan 65 helps bridge the gaps in Medicare by covering out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles and copays. And our friendly service helps make Medicare supplement insurance a breeze. Plan 65 from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas is not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program.
Our courts belong to the people. The people deserve judges who understand service to our country and its Constitution. Sean Elliott is third-generation military and has over 23 years legal experience in prosecution and defense, small and large, civil and criminal matters. Sean Elliott has the experience to be truly impartial. Sean Elliott is endorsed by Kansans for Life, is pro-family and pro-religious liberty. Vote Sean Elliott for integrity and experience on August 2nd.
Paid for by Sean Elliott for Judge John Martin Treasurer.
Right around 90 for the high this afternoon. We'll get gusty wind up to 30 miles per hour and partly cloudy skies. For tonight, a few clouds down to 74 for the overnight low, and the wind keeps up. For tomorrow, breezy wind up to 30 miles an hour, afternoon high near 97 and sunny. This is KNSS staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Currently in Wichita, partly cloudy skies, 86 degrees. I'm Simon Sumner.
Mike Pence is heading back to Indiana to a welcome home rally and to do some campaigning for the Republican presidential ticket, which he's now officially on. The governor appearing with presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump today in New York.
Donald Trump is a good man, and he will make a great president of the United States of America.
Trump says one of the reasons he selected Pence was for party unity. Hillary Clinton will make her decision next. The presumptive Democratic nominee met with possible picks at her home in Washington, D.C., including Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. A three-day period of mourning is underway in France for the victims of the truck attack in Nice that left 84 people dead, including two Americans, and injured more than 200. A posting on the Islamic State group's website claims responsibility. The FAA is banning all flights between the U.S. and the Turkish cities of Ankara and Istanbul following yesterday's failed coup attempt. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
From gratuitous selfies to the obligatory food pics, there won't be much substance on your news feed until you add us.
I can listen to you anywhere. I can Twitter you. I can put things on Facebook.
One of the reasons we're friends is I think we listen to each other's points of view.
No need to wait until the topper 30 minutes past the hour. We post it as it happens.
With your help, we are joining forces.
Just like us or click on the link at knssradio.com.
This is Mark Levin. Join me weekdays at 5 right here on KNSS.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. If you just joined us, man, you missed out a lot of fun. We were talking to Dave Thompson. His website is so cool. It's the Napa Wine Project. What a great resource. Whether you're planning your own self-guided tours, you just want to learn about some of the wineries that he's visited, talked about, and written about, or if you want to contact Dave and have him set you up with a tour. And nothing better than having somebody that lives there and knows the ins and outs to take you to some of the off-the-beaten-path places. One of the wineries, of course, that is on Dave Thompson's website, the Napa Wine Project, is my wines of the week. I have a beautiful Chardonnay and a beautiful Cab from Napa Valley here, produced by a winery that has just done so much great work in a relatively short period of time. It's Kaimomi, and I'm hoping I'm saying that right. I've heard people pronounce it different, and who's better to talk to than the National Sales Director, Jimmy Smith. Jim, how are you?
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, we tried to call Dario. I think you heard that, and He told me yesterday, he says, yeah, I'm going to be up in the mountains, and it was pretty spotty. So
yeah, he's, you know, Dario, one of those multifaceted fellas. Besides making great wine, he's also a fabulous chef, and, of course, pizza being the specialty. He's up at a festival in the Sierras here in California by Lake Tahoe.
Wow.
Called Wanderlust. That's a three-day music festival. And he's up there cooking pizza and promoting the wines up there. And it's his idea of a vacation.
Yeah, a working vacation.
A working vacation. Yeah, Dario's happy when he's doing two things, when he's making wine or cooking pizza.
I like it. let's talk about you before we talk about the winery. But how did you end up here? Tell me your background in the wine business.
Oh, you know, when they shoot the movie, you know, the description will be grizzled industry veteran. I've been in the wine industry, I guess, going on 35 years now. I actually, I started out as a cellar rat, working in the wine side. Actually, back in the late 70s at the old Davis Bynum Winery, working with Gary Farrell, which some people might recognize the name.
Yeah.
And I really liked it, but one day it was probably our fourth crush, and it was about 120 degrees, and I was wet and tired and sticky. And just then their broker came out onto the crush pad, and as I recall, there were little rays of light, and I think I heard strings kind of a, oh. And he was clean, and he had just had a nice lunch, and he had a little heat on from drinking wine at lunch, and I went, I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be me anymore.
Hey, purple fingers are nice. Come on.
Yeah, purple fingers are nice, but you know what I found out, you know, as I went out, that what I loved more than making wine was the interaction with the people, and particularly working with chefs.
Yeah.
And I was very fortunate, you know, that actually I went right into sales right after that. And in the 90s, I spent 10 years working for a little place up in Calistoga called Chateau Montelena.
Oh, man.
And I got the opportunity with that winery to work with all the great up-and-coming chefs of that whole scene that was happening in California at the time with Wolfgang Puck and Joachim Spechel and all that. So it was the connection with the food and the wine that, to me, really set the fire for me. So I've been over what I lovingly call the dark side ever since. Dario, I met them, referred to them when they started the project. Winery, they, Camomi, and let me correct your pronunciation just a little bit.
Go.
All right, the CA is a contraction for casa.
Okay.
Casa means the same thing in Spanish as it does in Italian.
Home.
So it's Camomi.
There you go. That makes good sense.
Yes, which is very typical Northern Italian, yeah. Where, as I lovingly refer to them as the kids, because I'm the old guy there, that's where they're from. They're from the Veneto.
Well, tell us a little bit about this. How long have they been in country? And, you know, I said in a relatively short period of time, and I think that's true, but, man, really have taken the label has made inroads where others have failed.
I think there's a variety of factors. They've been over here since about, I guess it's been about 2006. And when we started the winery, I actually came out of the project in 2008, just before we released our first wines. And I think the thing that, for me, coming from a wine background, a wine industry background, was that here were people in Napa Valley that were tasting the wines that were out there. And this is 2008. Let's say retail $25 and under, mm-hmm. coming out of Napa Valley. And they're tasting these wines and they're going, these are terrible. We know we can make better wine with more passion and more flavor.
Wow.
And I always kind of try to remind people that we're not making Italian wines in Napa. We're making Napa wines with Italians.
I like it.
And there's a huge difference there, because you'll see that the majority of our wines, particularly in the Passion line of wines, are all under 13.9 alcohol. And they're all very fruit forward. They're all balanced. They got good acidity, nice mouthfeel. They're really designed for food because if you think about the Italians, they have wine all the time.
Yep.
And it's such more, it's so more integrated. When I first interviewed with Dario, I used the word food wine. And he looked at me like I had lost my mind. And he said, food wine? What the hell is food wine? If there's food, there's wine. If there's wine, there's food. What's a food wine?
Yeah, I like
it. And it's that sensibility that I really, really enjoy. And I think people responded to it because, you know, we really have tried to do things a little bit different out here. The idea is that regardless of what price points you buy your wines, you should still get something that's made with passion and care by people who really care. And Dario's fond of saying that, you know, I'm not trying to be winemaker of the year. I'm trying not to screw up your dinner at the end of the day.
Well, he hasn't screwed up any of my dinners, I can tell you that. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Let's talk a little, Jimmy, about a couple of the wines. We'll overview everything that's being made, but I've always been a fan of the Chardonnay, and I've never had the Cab, which that's my fault, but as you well know, so many wines, so little time. We'll talk about those two in detail, but we'll give you a little more overview of a killer winery. Go to goodlifeguy.com. I got links to the winery, information about both the 2014 Napa Chard and the 2013 Napa Cab. We'll be right back after this short break. Olio's Market is Wichita's fun destination to learn about and sample some of the finest extra virgin olive oil from all over the globe. These are the finest quality oils from some of the best producers, and you will taste the difference. In addition to great oils, Olio's has an extensive selection of premium quality balsamic vinegars. Make sure you try the many flavored balsamics. My favorite's the fig. A new addition to the lineup of oils and vinegar are some custom-made seasonings and salts. A perfect addition to your olive oil or a great way to spice up any dish. Olio's Market, located at 10051 West 21st Street North, just east of Mays Road. Open Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 and Sunday, 1 to 5. Check them out online at oleosmarket.com and follow Olio's on Facebook. Olio's Market also has an educational tasting seminar opportunity and can host your private party. Stop by today and tell them you heard about it from Good Life Guy.
Warmer weather is here, which calls for more time spent outside with family and friends. All Things Barbecue has opened their new patio furniture showroom just in time for the fun. The new showroom is packed with outdoor furniture from dining sets to deep seating in a wide array of styles to fit your home perfectly. Stop by and let the team at All Things Barbecue help you pick out the perfect furniture for outdoor entertaining. Visit their new furniture showroom at 826 West Douglas in the historic Delano District. All Things Barbecue, your outdoor entertainment headquarters.
In this fast-paced, hectic life, the bathroom can be a peaceful retreat, your private oasis to unwind and re-energize at the end of the day. The Kitchen Place creates inspired, luxurious spaces to rival any day spa. Dressing rooms, stylish wood vanities, elegant vessel sinks and lighting, heated tile floors, high-end steam rooms, soaker or jacuzzi tubs. If you can dream it, our design team will make it a reality. The Kitchen Place. Fall in love with home again. The Kitchen Place since 1946, located in Piccadilly Square at Central and Rock, or call 682-2268.
Jacob Liquor Exchange is the best full-service wine, beer, and spirits store in Kansas. For that special dinner party for six or a wedding party for 600, the knowledgeable staff will make shopping and party planning easier. Jacob Liquor has the largest selection of premium wine in Wichita, complemented by some of the finest craft, imported, and domestic beers and the hottest spirits in town. Visit jacobliquor.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter, join the email list, and learn about in-store specials, local wine events, and free in-store tastings on Friday and Saturday. Two convenient locations to serve you. West 21st Street North, just east of Mays Road. And the East Superstore at Rock Road and 29th Street North. The East Store is home of the Cigar Chateau and the Diamond Crown Lounge. Cigar Chateau is your source for the best cigars, pipes, tobacco, and great wine accessories in Wichita. Jacob Liquor Exchange. Right on the price, right on your way.
Hi, Jeremy Johnson here, and at Johnson's Garden Centers, we love perennials because they come back year after year, they work in all kinds of places, and I really like that they get bigger and better every year. July 5th through 19th, Johnson's Garden Centers are having a perennial sale. We have over 100 varieties, all 30% off. Come see us and pick your favorites July 5th through 19th at Johnson's Garden Center's perennial sale on West 13th and at 21st and Woodlawn.
Have you been to Hereford House at Teradyne Country Club? The Hereford House is, sure, home of the best beef in town. And then when you put it in that beautiful environment, a welcoming bar, a spectacular dining room with a view, combine that with the menu, wine list, and Riedel stemware, and you have a night on the town to remember. And don't forget, there's so much more than that. The daily lunch specials, Tuesday through Friday, offer a beef and something else, like Cedar Plank salmon, ribs, boneless pork chops, or fish and chips. And when you get that, you not only do you get these great lunch special selections, but you also get a house salad or a cup of soup and a special Hereford House side. The daily lunch specials, what a great deal. And if you're looking to plan a banquet for 50 or 500, the Hereford House can help you. Check them out online at herfordhouse-wichita.com and make reservations. And hey, maybe I'll see you there this Sunday for brunch.
Nothing beats the fresh taste of Budweiser Draft. It's more than just love at first pint. It's the best way to enjoy the quintessential American lager. Brewed the hard way for an unmistakable crisp finish every time. So don't just settle for whatever's on tap. Make it the fresh taste of Beechwood Age Budweiser Draft. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Clyde Lewis. Join me for Ground Zero weeknights at 9 here on KNSS.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. It's the home stretch. I hate that. Well, I get to go home, but more importantly, I wish I had more time to talk to you about food, wine, and fun. If you missed the first half of the show, I encourage you to go to goodlifeguy.com, follow the link, or go directly to knssradio.com and check out the podcast. Jason will have that loaded up momentarily after we get off the air. You can learn about the Napa Wine Project. What a great resource for someone who's going to visit Napa. Speaking of Napa, we're talking to Jimmy Smith. Jimmy's the National Sales Director and also responsible. You've probably got a whole closet full of different hats that he wears. But responsible for us here in the Midwest, and we're talking about Camomi. This is a Italian-based producer in Napa that brings a lot of heart into every bottle. I've been a fan since I first had the wine. The Chardonnay blew me away, Jimmy. I've got the 2014 edition here in front of me. Let's talk about that wine. I'm sure you can do it off the top of your head, but I've got the text sheet here if you forget it, if you forget anything.
No, that's all right. No, you know, I think the overriding factor for us, particularly with Chardonnay, is you have to take into account a couple of things. You know, the swinging taste. You know, we have this paradigm that happens with Chardonnay over a period of years where one minute we're all drinking oak and then we're not drinking oak. And I think for us, we kind of like to come down in the middle of that. I always try to remind people that Chardonnay doesn't taste like a bag of buttered popcorn, and it also doesn't taste like a number two pencil. So you really have to have that balance. So the Chardonnay, the way we produce it, it's half stainless and half malolactic, half barrel. So we try to use oak. If you think about oak, think of it like salt. It's a seasoning. When you cook, you use salt in just about everything. You want to use oak as a tone. So it brings that richness, and it also has that nice mouthfeel. But you still want bright acidity and that beautiful sort of clean palate that you get, you know, with that pineapple and those sort of things that you get from the Chardonnay. And so for us, it's really about sort of trying to marriage those two styles and get something for us that's really food-friendly. And as you said, it's very drinkable. Finishes nice and clean, hits broad palate. Everything you want from a great bottle of wine.
Well, and it starts with some really great grapes from probably one of the most notorious Napa or Sonoma producers of Chardonnay, vineyard-wise, in the Carneros. And the first time I tasted it, I thought, there's got to be some San Giacomo in here, and I was trying to think of all of them. And, and it really is. Value for money, it's probably one of the best in the market today.
Well, you know, we've always felt... You got to remember, it goes back to the Italians. The Italians in Italy drink wine every day, and they spend €2 or €3 for a great bottle of wine. You can't do that here.
Yeah.
So, you know, Dario Stefano Bouncy's philosophy is always to over-deliver, put more in there, because we want you happy and we want you coming back and we want those wines. You know, the perfect customer for us is somebody coming home from work, stopping at the grocery store, grabbing stuff for dinner, take a bottle of Camomi, they go home, they open it, and they go, that was delicious.
Yeah.
That's job well done for us.
Yeah, I love, this is, sometimes I've been accused of coming up with overly creative descriptions. On the Chardonnay, this one, I wish I would have thought of this. Decadent citrus cream poured over fresh pear crostata with a subtle hint of clove.
You know, that's a whole category now with wine porn.
Yeah, wine porn indeed. It makes me thirsty, and I'm still thirsty.
Idea. Yeah, Chardonnay's supposed to make you thirsty.
And then we go to sit down at dinner, and I burn you some Kansas Cow, and we have the 2013 Napa Valley Cab.
Yeah, you know, Cabernet for us, you know, Cabernet, particularly from Napa Valley, has such a unique flavor profile. But I think for us, you know, again, you got to remember that we want people to be able to enjoy these wines. So we're not about showing you how much extraction we can get or how big we can make the wines. We want the wines to get to be balanced. And, of course, with Cabernet, when you're talking about balance, you're really talking about tannin. How do you integrate the tannin in there? And for us, it's all about the winemaking, about making sure that, you know, we're using the right type of equipment. You know, and the equipment's gotten so much more sophisticated the last few years. But we get beautiful fruit. This is primarily a little Atlas Peak and some Rutherford.
I would have guessed
again,
the Rutherford.
And we want to keep the alcohol so it's manageable. So, you know, alcohol's still going to be under 13.9.
It's got a the nose of this wine is plummy and rich and dark and forest floor and there's a little bit of that oak coming through and it's mouthwatering and warming.
And we talk about it, there's almost like a hint of smoke in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that sort of beautiful aromas of kind of, like you said, warm, earthy tones, but there's that nice raspberry, fresh plums, and all those things.
A little bit of that.
We want these wines to be inviting, and they need to be inviting from the minute you stick your nose in the glass till you finish swallowing.
Well,
I think that's one of the things that people forget, is that there's a whole dimension of flavors that has to accompany a wine.
Well, I can't wait to have this with dinner tonight.
Good. You have to call me back and tell me how it went.
Well, how bad can it be? we got to touch on a couple other things. I knew that you make a lot of wine, and boy, the Rosso series, both the white and the red, are taking the Midwest by storm.
You know, people have responded to that style for a variety of reasons, but I think at the end of the day, it's because they over-deliver so much for the price point, but they're just so delicious. You know, I always kid people that the Rosso, you know, this will go with any kind of food. It's also great if you forget to buy food. So, you know, it's the definition of what we like to call out here a porch pounder.
Yeah. Wine is food. It's part of the essential food groups.
And of course, obviously, you know, during the summer months and also with lighter fare, that Bianco, it's light, it's refreshing, it's got that beautiful sort of pear and floral notes to it.
Yeah.
But what you don't have in there is all that RS that you find in so many white blends.
Yeah.
Because, again, we want you to be able to enjoy several glasses, enjoy it with, you know, with food, family, and friends. That's what these wines are meant for.
I love it. Well, pretty cool. I guess we should have mentioned everybody. We mentioned Dario De Conti. He's part of the winemaking team with Stefano Migoto. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Migoto.
Migoto. And then Valentina. The three of them really did a great thing, and like I said, really short time with the.
Well, you know, just to interject too, that you know, people really need to understand that the owners are the winemakers.
Yeah.
You know, Dario and Stefano are responsible for all the wines that come out of this place. I was at the winery yesterday. Stefano's working on the bottling line. These are hands-on people.
I like it.
Valentina's responsible for the look, the flavor, the style of everything we do. And also, because where we're located in downtown Napa, we don't really have a tasting room. So we have two restaurants.
Oh, good.
In downtown Napa that we use as the face of the winery.
Well,
so when you come out here to visit us, not only do you get to drink wine, you get to eat great food.
I got to do it, and I hope I get to meet you face to face. Jimmy Smith.
I look forward to it.
Come on, me. Folks, you can get these wines at Jacob Liquor Exchange. I can't wait to try the bubbly. We'll have to talk more about that, Jimmy, in the future. Regards to everyone at the winery, and someday we'll see you out there in California.
All right, thank you.
I'm Guy Bauer. It's a good life. Have a great weekend, and tune in next Saturday, noon to 1, for more food, wine, and fun for your ears.
You can't do this till you know the weather. Your weekend forecast is coming up. KNSS, Wichita.